6, I'll go ahead and hand over the hearing to DHO Brennan Williams. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Lucero. Mr. Rodenbeck, as we begin with item number one, I had a quick question for you. I've noted that item one and two have the same project number. I understand they're different public right-of-way vacation requests. Provided the applicant or the agent doesn't have issue with it, I know they require separate votes, two different votes. Can we hear these at the same time, or do we need to consider them individually?
Mr. Hainhouse, this is Jay Rodenbach. I believe we can hear these together. If the applicant and agent don't have any objection to that, I'm fine with it. And I believe Tanya Torres is here on the applicant side, and Juanita Garcia from JAG is here on the agent side.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me check with them. I just want to make sure, again, I wasn't going to cause too many problems. But again, they are pertaining to the same piece of property, or it appears they're pertaining to the same piece of property. So I just want to give, just for an efficiency standpoint, give them the option to talking about the requests under one, knowing they'll need two votes, but under one hearing. So let me call these to order. Next, our agenda items number one and two. The project number for both of these items, PR 2020-003485. The first is a vacation of public right-of-way request, vacation application number 2025-00029. The second is also a vacation of public right-of-way request, vacation number 2025-00030. Do we have, you mentioned Ms. Garcia was here. Ms. Garcia, are you there?
I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you, ma'am. Any objections or I don't want to tell you how to present your request, but can we hear both of these? Can you explain both of these?
Yes.
And we'll have separate votes on? Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Sorry, Ms. Garcia, let me swear you in before we get started.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Do you swear affirm the testimony I provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Do I need to give my name and address for
you
the
would.
Record as well?
Please.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
So my name is Juanita Garcia, and I'm with JAG Planning and Zoning, and my address is P.O. Box 7857, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87194. So we are here today on behalf of Bernalillo County Metro Court. We are requesting a recommendation of approval for right-of-way requests. One, as mentioned and highlighted here, is a 16-foot wide alley that leads into a building structure that is used for Bernalillo County Metro Court. And I believe that we all know where Bernalillo County Metro Court is. It's on the northwest corner of Lomas and 4th Street. So this would be on the backside of that property that is accessible from 5th Street. So the intent is to vacate the 16-foot alley and also the 60-foot right-of-way of Slate Avenue Northwest. And so, yes. So just to kind of clarify a couple of things in terms of the square footage, this project was actually heard and approved by City Council back in 2023. However, it expired, the vacation requests expired because the platting action that's required to incorporate these vacated rights of way was not completed. And so since then, Bernalillo County Metro Court obtained a new surveyor, and the new surveyor is finding that the square footage that was identified on this exhibit is actually a little bit below than what the current surveyor is finding. And then the current surveyor also found that the alley, the amount of space that we identified for the alley, was actually above And that's because there's probably a little bit of a gap between or a gray area as to where the alley begins and where the street begins. And so, but overall, the square footage for the alley and Slate Avenue is below what we've advertised. But just to clarify that the amount for the Slate Avenue is 9,513 square feet, and we had identified it in our letter as 9,507.2 12 square feet. In regards to the alley, we had identified that as being 1,209.78 square feet. However, the current surveyor is indicating that it's 1,199 square feet. So I just wanted to clarify that, hoping that that would be clarified in the findings that you prepare. So, as stated, we are back again for these vacation requests. We did provide a letter that identifies how we are meeting section 1416 66 M3A and B that pertains to the criteria for vacation of rights of way. So our in regards to 3A, we indicate that the public welfare does not require the public right of way or the easement to be retained. So we are indicating that the court does own the areas surrounding these rights of way, and the completion of the vacation will allow the court to secure the property more effectively with limited access, and the vacation of Slate Street will also allow the courts to secure the area, so both the alley and Slate Avenue. In regards to 3B, there is a benefit to the public welfare because the development made possible by the vacation is clearly more beneficial to the public welfare than the minor detriment resulting from the vacation. So again, there is a benefit. The benefit is that it will reinforce safety and security by limiting access to the property to members of the public who are at who have official business at the courthouse, either as an employee or a judge. In the vacated the completion of the vacation will be more beneficial to the public, and will not and nobody will be there will be no minor detriment resulting from the vacation. And so I'm like fluttering today, so I apologize for that. But overall, there's really no access. This doesn't provide general access to the surrounding property owners, so there really isn't a need for the vacation the roads to remain and the public alley to remain. So we did also notify the adjacent property owners, the neighborhood associations. We did get an inquiry from one of the owners. It's from the federal courthouse wanting to know the status of this request and whether it's been approved, but no other property owners have notified us. We did post signs as required on all sides of the street to let the public know as well. And so with that, I stand for any questions.
Ms. Garcia, thank you so much. Yes, no reason to apologize. I did read your submittals, your materials, so I completely understood what you were saying.
Right to say.
Tried to say yes. I see Mr. Rodenbeck's hand is raised. Let me jump over to him real quick, and then I think he may be able to add or wanting to add some clarification. But let's hear from him first, Mr. Rodenbeck. Before I let you speak, do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on these matters will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please, sir.
Good morning. This is Jay Rodenbach. Mr. Garcia, I just want to confirm that I'm glad that you put the revised square footage calculations on the record. They're still above the threshold for DHO approval, so they'll go to City Council for approval, the DHO being a recommended body for both the alleyway and for Slate Avenue. But I also do you have a revised exhibit or exhibits and a letter detailing those square footages?
Mr. Rodenbeck, I do not. We do not have a revised exhibit. We could definitely get that to you by the end of day today.
Okay, appreciate that. This is Jay Rodenbeck, because I will need to include that in the council packet. And
Okay.
Mr. Hirnosser, I think it would be good to note that when you're making a recommendation at the end of the meeting or at the end of this proceeding, to just note those revised square footage calculations so that they're on the record for me as well. And we'll get that added as a finding into the notice of decision. That'll be something that ultimately you'll need to have in the notice of decision.
Understood. Thank you, sir. All right, Ms. Garcia, hold tight. Let me first jump to any members of the public that might be on the call or the meeting that wish to testify. We're talking about agenda items 1 and 2. For today's agenda, the project number 2020-003485 affects 2 vacation requests. Are there any members of the public wishing to speak on these matters? If so, if you use the raise your hand feature toward the bottom of your screen, scrolling through the participants, I'm not seeing anybody. All right, last call for any members of the public wishing to speak or provide testimony on items number 1 or 2. All right, Ms. Garcia, let's jump to members of the DFT staff and then I'll come back to you.
Thank
Let's
you.
start with the Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez, good morning.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Thank you, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on these matters will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
So for the first vacation application, I asked for previously. This came a while back. And so my comments are the same. So we need 9 spots, proper easements for that infrastructure that's in that corridor. And are we hearing both of these right now? Do you want comments for both? Is that right?
If you would, please, sir. Yes.
Okay.
So th this is for item number one, correct?
Item. Well,
Roughly.
1 and 2 are the same
One and
case.
two.
Are we providing comments for both? Is that right?
Correct. Yes,
Okay.
please.
Okay. Okay. So the first one, we have water and sewer in there. We need easements. Get those spotted, and then for the second one, we have sewer in there that needs to be spotted and have easements for. So. Coordinate with me outside of this just to get that squared away, and I think we should be good.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Next will be code enforcement. Is that Mr. Boylan? Hold on 1 second. Ms. Garcia's got her hand raised. Go ahead, Ms. Garcia.
Sorry. just to state, Mr. Gutierrez, that we did not supply a copy of the plat, but the revised plat does have that that easement that you're looking for. So what we can do is forward that to you to take a look at it beforehand if you'd like. But yes, that those issues, those comments have been addressed already.
Thank you, Ms. Garcia.
Thank you.
All right, next will be code enforcement. Is that Mr. Boylan?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Jacob, good morning. Let me swear you in
Morning.
real quick. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on these matters will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. What does code enforcement say?
Code enforcement has no comments and no objections on this.
Excellent. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much. Let's move next to Parks. We had somebody from Parks join us. I'm
Mr.
not
Hearing Officer, this
seeing
is Jay
anybody.
Rodenbeck. Give me 1 second here. I can pull up their comment.
Sure. Thank you, Jay.
One second here, sorry, bear with me. Okay, well, a lot of waiting for nothing. Parks had no comments, sir.
All right, thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Hydrology will be next. Mr. Chin, good morning, sir. Do you
Good
swear or affirm the
morning.
testimony you provide on these matters will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Same as water authority concerns, the city will require the existing storm drain infrastructure is covered with public drainage easement for access and maintenance. Access and maintenance. Hydrology has no objection to the vacations. And for the second, the valley, hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Mr. Chen,
Thank
thank
you.
you so much. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, thank you.
Next will be transportation. Mr. Armijo, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
And I can hear you. Excellent, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on these matters will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Transportation has no objection to the vacation of right of way for Slate or the alley. Prior to replat, Lomas Boulevard is a regional principal arterial. Fourth and Fifth Streets are minor arterials. Minimum right-of-way widths are required for roadway classification per DPM criteria, or a determination is needed to justify the current widths. The site is located within a downtown center where 10-foot sidewalks with a 6 to 8 foot landscape buffer is required on all surrounding arterial roadways.
Mr. Armijo, thank you. Ms. Garcia, any questions about Mr. Armijo's comments? Okay, thank you.
No, thank you.
Next will be planning comments.
I have a
Is
question.
it Ms. Montoya?
Yes,
I
Mr.
have a quick
Hearing
question whenever
Officer.
you get a chance. Good morning, ma'am. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on these matters will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
These are more just informational, just so that you're aware that you have to plat this within 1 year of City Council approval of the vacations. And the platting application will not be accepted and placed on a DHO agenda until the City Council approves the right-of-way vacations. And then also, I know that there's been conversations with the planning department that you may have to do a zoning map amendment with the EPC regarding the three different zoning districts. And if you have any questions, Ms. Garcia, feel free to reach out to myself or Jay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Looks like that is the last DFT member. Ms. Garcia, any questions or closing remarks for these matters?
No, we just urge your recommendation of approval.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see your hands up. Go ahead, please, sir.
This is just my opinion, but when making a recommendation, in my opinion, we should start at least summarizing and going over the justification criteria by the applicant for waivers and vacations. And we talked about this with Mr. Lucero's previous case, item number six, when it came to the deviation request with that. But in my opinion, we should see if we can at least summarize the vacation requests from the applicant.
Sure, understood. I've also got a hand raised for Mr. Montoya with hydrology. Are you there, sir? Do you wish to speak?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, let me swear you in before you get started, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on these matters will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
So I just had a question. Who's gonna assume control of this area if this gets vacated? Who's gonna own the property then? It just won't be public right away. It'll still be owned by the city, or will the courts take that?
Mr. Williams, the courts will take over that. In fact, they've already paid for the land from real property from the previous application. But yes, the expectation is that the Bernalillo County Court, Metropolitan Court, will own it. Of course, there will be easements in that area, but the state will own it.
Okay. I noticed that you were proposing to go from back a sidewalk to back a sidewalk across Slate there. Our only conflict with the hydrology part is we've got a couple inlets about 5 feet or so in to that yellow area that you have shown.
And so the Vactor trucks, right, would have to have access to that. So are you guys going to put like a gate, a fence, a wall, some sort of controlled access there? I just want to see how we can still give access to the cleaning crews and still give you guys the security fencing that you guys need and still have our ability to clean those pipes. So I just wanted to make sure that that was the only issue. We don't have pipes running down slate. We just have those inlets at the corners that we're concerned about. That's all I had. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Garcia, any questions about that?
No, we do have Tanya Torres from Metropolitan Court who's here today who may be able to respond to that in terms of future development and where the expectation what the expectation will be for fencing the area.
Okay, let's hear from her.
That's
Ms.
fine.
Torres, good.
I just wanted to make sure that you guys were clear as to the minimal needs that we needed. It wasn't too major. I just wanted you guys to consider all that as you guys move forward with your development. That's all.
Okay, sounds
Yeah,
great.
I can respond to that.
Sure, Ms. Torres, let me swear you in real quick. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Our intention is really to have that as an access point because we do have to have dedicated easements there for the water authority and sewer as well. So the intention isn't, it'll still access in that way. It's just to restrict it. So, like you said, there will probably be a security gate there. That's what the goal is, just to kind of secure the property. Did that answer all of your questions?
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Any other member of DFT staff? Ms. Montoya, I see your hand is raised. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Juanita, can you please place those square footages into the chat for us? The one for
Yes.
Slate Road. Thank you.
I believe, based on her testimony and looking at her justification letter, that's 9,507.12 square feet. Is that right? 9,507.12.
That's what's identified in the letter, but the actual square footage is
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
9,513.
Yes, 9,513. Yes.
And then for the alleyway, did you say it was 1,199?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have the right square footages. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. All right, I will go ahead and close the floor for both of these items. Let's start with item number one. I apologize. I don't believe I read the description, so let me do that. This is agenda item number one, PR 2020-003485, vacation request application number 2025-00029, JAG Planning and Zoning Agent for Bernalillo County Metropolitan Court. And Tanya Torres requests the aforementioned action for all or portion of Tract A1 and Lot 8A, Block N, BC Metro Court, Mandel Business and Residence Addition, zoned MXM, MXH, MXFBUD. Subject property is located at 401 Lomas Boulevard Northwest between 4th and 5th Streets. Subject site contains approximately 3.9 acres. On this matter, I'm going to make a recommendation of approval of the right-of-way vacation request to the Albuquerque City Council based upon justification from the applicant that the request meets the applicable criteria as outlined in section 14-16-6-6 M3A. And the public welfare does not require that the public right-of-way be retained. The applicant argues, and I agree with the argument, that in order to control the property in conjunction with the proposed lot consolidation, will allow the court to address safety concerns and trespassing issues that may impact that have impacted the public, court employees, and judges. Completion of the vacation request will allow the court to secure the property more effectively with limited access. Also agree that they meet criterion B in the same section. There is a net benefit to the public welfare because the development made possible by the vacation is clearly more beneficial to the public welfare than the minor detriment resulting from the vacation. There is no convincing evidence, in my opinion, that the substantial property right will be abridged, is being abridged by the vacation request. I agree with the arguments of the applicant that the court's inability to control access from the existing public right of way again caused safety concerns, and that this request will ensure that there's a reduction or a mitigation of those concerns. Next is agenda item number two, PR 2020-003485. That's a vacation application number 2025-00030. JAG Planning and Zoning, agent for Bernalillo County Metropolitan Court, and Tanya Torres requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of tract A1 and lot 8A, block N, BC Metro Court, Mandel Business and Residence Addition, zoned MXM, MXH, MXFBUD. Subject property is located at 401 Lomas Boulevard Northwest between 4th and 5th Streets. Subject site contains approximately 3.9 acres in area. This is the request for a vacation of a portion of the 16-foot wide alleyway between 4th and 5th Streets. Let me back up here very quickly. All right, thank you so much. I'm going to make a recommendation of approval of this right-of-way vacation to the City Council. Based on the proposal, this is for 1,199 square feet in area. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. This is for 1,199 square feet of vacation because, in accordance with the IDO, Section 1416.66(m)(3)(a), public welfare is not required, or excuse me, does not require that the public right of way be retained. I'm in agreement, as I mentioned earlier, with the arguments presented by the applicant that this vacation will allow the court to address safety concerns and trespassing issues that have impacted the public, court employees, and judges that that work at the property. The vacation will allow the court to more effectively secure their premises. The public right of way, because of that, the public right of way is the sole connection to the subject alleyway. Additionally, I'm in agreement that criterion B has been met, that there is a net benefit to the public welfare because the development that will be made possible by the vacation is more beneficial to the public welfare. And I do not find that there's any convincing evidence that any substantial property right is being abridged by this vacation. As argued previously, and stated previously, I'm in agreement that the court's difficulty in controlling access from the public right of way will be mitigated by this vacation action. It will be more beneficial to the public welfare, and again, will not infringe or abridge any property rights. That being said, thank you all for your participation. Ms. Garcia, it was good to see you. And that will conclude items one and two.
In here. Thank you. Thank